I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We have a series of stories coming up that we're really excited to share with you. We're calling the series Owning It. It's about women and economic empowerment. Next week, our stories will be all about women doing business in Kenya. More on that in a few minutes. First, we go to Aceh, Indonesia. You may remember Aceh as one of the places devastated by a tsunami in 2004. After the disaster, leaders in the Muslim-majority province got something they waited for a long time, the ability to implement Sharia law. They insist their version of Sharia is milder than others across the globe, but one woman is testing the limits. Ruth Morris has our story.
Aceh juts into the Indian Ocean and literally stretches towards the Arab world. It's sometimes called the Terrace of Mecca. But that terrace has a kind of annex, mostly known to diving aficionados. It's the island of Pulau Wei, just a 45-minute ferry ride from the capital of Banda Aceh. The Casa Nemo Resort sits on a hillside of coconut trees and birds of paradise, overlooking an emerald sea. You can get a massage with frangipani-scented oil or eat fish that was just caught.
As you've seen around, there is people with hijab came here.
Balkis Natashira owns Casa Nemo with her husband, a European irrigation engineer. On their beach, women walk along the surf wearing the traditional head covering known as the hijab. It's required of all Muslim women under Aceh's version of Sharia law. Some local authorities have taken rules about modesty much further. They've passed edicts to ban women from straddling a motorcycle or from dancing. But at Casa Nemo, if women choose, they can skip the hijab and wear a bikini. That's Balki's law. She first studied the Quran with her grandmother, and what women should wear was not their religion's concern.
What my grandma used to say is that Islam is beautiful.
Balkis says wearing the hijab should be a personal decision, and she herself chooses not to wear it except when she's praying. Something else she learned studying the Quran, that women are equal. For Balkis, that equality extends to her workforce. Look around to see who's serving your avocado chocolate smoothie. It's a woman.
I had a problem working with men because they never listened to what I said. Since I changed with more women, it's much more easier to work. And they work hard, they're not lazy.
Balkis mostly employs single moms, and she offers free English classes to their children on the weekends. She says before, the women were stigmatized. But now,
they can buy a motorbike, they're so proud of themselves, they go home, they can sit down with everybody, you know, and I'm happy to see that.
Rum, one shot, two shot of rum.
Balki's made another good hire. I find him under a string of Chinese lanterns at the bar. For Western travelers like me, finding a bar in Aceh, it's a bit like finding a unicorn. Only better.
Where are you guys from? I'm sorry, I'm FJ.
FJ, I'm Kate. I'm from England. Kate.
England! Yeah. I like your accent.
Fadri Savri, also known as FJ, is the 21-year-old receptionist. On this beach, in this resort, he's openly gay.
Amazing for me.
Men are supposed to be covered to below the knee in Aceh, but FJ is wearing short denim cutoffs. He also insists on wearing a powder blue sash during our interview. FJ was recently crowned as the island's tourism ambassador. Pulau Wei may be under Sharia law, but officials rely on tourism to fuel the local economy. So while alcohol is banned for Muslims in Aceh, authorities often turn a blind eye to things like the rum drinks being passed across the counter or FJ's very distressed denim shorts.
I really love this place because I can be myself. Even the owner also is like, oh, FJ, you just be yourself. I cannot live in Aceh. I just cannot be myself. I need to be like, look like a straight guy, but I cannot.
Working with Aceh's Islamic Sharia agency, the government recently rolled out a new batch of laws, including one that threatens gay men like FJ with public canings if they engage in sex. It's the same punishment for gay women and for people who commit adultery. And then there was the time Sharia police took exception to this reggae band that played at Casa Nemo's New Year's Eve party.
There is this guys from the Sharia police office come down and say, you should stop the ban. All my guests was like, what's going on? We want the music.
Then locals raided the party. It's not the kind of incident you want to see in TripAdvisor reviews. Balkis has also complained about police coming by to check documents of Muslim couples staying here to make sure they're married. But tonight, it's quiet at Casa Nemo. The crickets come alive. FJ offers me a drink.
Casa Nova, it should be like a mix from the rum, coconut, and pineapple juice. Amazing drink.
FJ's employer, Balkis, is not sure how much more Sharia law she can take. In the worst-case scenario, she says she'll have to give up on Western tourists and focus exclusively on Muslim guests instead, leaving the resort with a manager.
But I will not live here. I will just move to another place when they respect everyone's decision, everyone's rights. I think our mind is like a little parachute, no? And if you don't open the parachute, you're going to die.
Balkis eats a hamburger and wanders off to mingle with guests. For now, she says, her dream has come true. She opened her mind, and she got Casa Nemo. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris, Pulawe Aceh.
We have beautiful pictures from Aceh, plus an animation featuring Balkis' voice. You can see all that at PRI.org.